Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Do you have all the required management skills to manage your own company? Do you think about your management skills? Can you be a real manager with all the skills necessary for you and your company? Business owners are entrepreneurs until they become managers. When they become managers, they will feel frustrated because they will need to deal with new problems like managerial problems. When you start your business, in large part, you will need entrepreneurial skills. But as your company starts growing, there's a need for more formalization inside your company. Formalization in the form of managerial skills or management skills, training, and development. Such an expansion will require different skills and capabilities across the company. A business is only as good as its workers, but without good managers, even the best employees can be underutilized, undermotivated, and unwilling to stick around. You need a lot of skills to be a good manager. In business, we often seem to focus less on good management and more on the glamorous and exciting work of leadership. However, managers are responsible for making sure that things are done properly. And while leaders may bring us vision, inspiration, and challenges, these things count for nothing without the efficient implementation brought about by good management. To be a great manager, you must have an extensive set of skills, from planning and delegation to communications and motivation. Because the skill set is so wide, it is tempting to build skills in the areas of management that you are already comfortable with. But for your long-term success, it is wise to analyze your skills in all areas of management and then to challenge yourself to improve in all of these areas. Managers should be well-versed in people management and have both technical and business acumen. More specifically, team building, feedback, communication, and delegation skills are essential to being a good boss. While company culture is one of the top reasons applicants take a job, more than 60% of workers say a bad manager or supervisor has made them consider quitting. According to a Gallup study, managers influence nearly 75% of the factors that cause people to quit. Other factors include company culture, feeling underutilized at work, and being respected and appreciated. There are 8 basic skill areas where managers should focus their efforts. By covering these basics, you'll enjoy more success as a manager. 1. Understanding team dynamics and encouraging good relationships. 2. Selecting and developing the right people. 3. Delegating effectively. 4. Motivating people. 5. Managing discipline and dealing with conflict. 6. Communicating. 7. Planning, making decisions, and problem solving. And 8. Avoiding common managerial mistakes. In August 2019, the Predictive Index surveyed more than 1,000 employees in 13 industries about their managers. Even though 60% classed their managers as good to great, there were still skills they wished their bosses would develop better. Here are the skills that showed up in that survey. 1. Team building. Gone are the days when people are willing to put in a day's work as a cog in a larger industrial machine. Today's workers want to play an active part in their company. They want to know they've contributed, feel that they can share ideas, be able to reach out across departments, in short, to be part of a team, not a machine. Team building, of course, is not a single skill, but a combination of communication, organization, and feedback. Here are some basics for developing team management skills. Know your vision. Understand not just what your company does, but why it's important and why what your employees do is important. Then you need to share that with your employees. Outline clear goals. What tasks have hard deadlines and why? What are the value-added options you can set aside if needed? Have team-building activities. A big part of building a team is bringing everyone together. Scheduling team-building activities that encourage everyone to work together towards a common goal can make it easier for them to connect in the workplace. Know your people. workers are more than a job description. Nearly 70% of employees say that they'd feel more satisfied if employers used their skills better, learn their talents and their limits. Stay in the loop. This can be the hardest part because there's a fine line between monitoring and micromanaging. When you check in on a project or person, consider if they need help, give on-the-spot feedback, and help your employees get to know one another. Support casual interactions. The best employees get along as people, even if they don't always agree. Encourage some side conversation, banter, or fun projects like decorating desks for birthdays. Reward your team. The same goes for individuals. Celebrate milestones. Make them feel valued. To sum up what I said, good management means understanding how teams operate. It's worth remembering that teams usually follow a certain pattern of development: forming, norming, storming, and performing. It's important to encourage and support people through this process. That way, you can help your team become fully effective as quickly as possible. When forming teams, you must create a balance so that there is a diverse set of skills, personalities, and perspectives. You may think it's easier to manage a group of people who are likely to get along, but truly effective teams invite many viewpoints and use their differences to be creative and innovative. Here, your task is to develop the skills needed to steer those differences in a positive direction. This is why introducing a team charter and knowing how to resolve team conflict are so useful for managing your team effectively. Number 2, giving good feedback. Most people dread the annual evaluation session, but in truth, if you as a manager are doing your job throughout the year, there shouldn't be any surprises. Employees want to know where they're doing well and where they need work. They also want to feel comfortable asking for help as well as receiving it. Therefore, regular feedback sessions, both formal and on the fly, make better workers. Good feedback skills starts with guts and compassion. You have to be willing to criticize as well as encourage, and you need to do both in a way that motivates. Understanding your employees as individuals helps you define your approach. One way to develop this skill is to watch videos to see feedback sessions in action. Here are some of the most important things to remember when giving feedback. Be positive. You don't have to give compliments alone, but look at problems as something that can be solved. Address the issue, not the person. What are the actions and effects? Have concrete examples when possible. Be ready to suggest solutions. Ask the employee for their ideas first, but have suggestions handy. Be timely. Don't wait for the annual review or until a problem is so big the person's job is at stake. Tackle issues when they are small and compliment often. Make it a conversation. Feedback is about fostering improvement, and to do that, the employee needs to participate to feel invested in the process. Follow up. If feedback is about a problem, make a plan to check back to see how they are resolving it. Also, reinforce improvements and positive behavior. Providing feedback on a regular basis is a very powerful strategy to help you stay informed about what's happening with individual team members. It's one thing to motivate yourself, but it's quite another to motivate someone else. The key thing to remember is that motivation is personal. We're all motivated by different things, and we all have different levels of personal motivation. So, getting to know your employees on a personal level allows you to motivate them better. Focus on highlighting the talents your employees bring to the table, and find ways for them to use these skills successfully. You'll be surprised by how much more invested they are in their jobs. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, there are problems with individual performance. As a manager, you have to deal with these promptly. If you don't discipline, you risk negative impact on the rest of your team as well as your customers. Poor performance typically impacts customer service, and it hurts the team and everything that the team has accomplished. It is very demotivating to work beside someone who consistently fails to meet expectations, so if you tolerate it, the rest of the team will likely suffer. team performance will also suffer when differences between individual team members turn into outright conflict. It's your job as manager to facilitate a resolution. However, conflict can be positive when it highlights underlying structural problems. Make sure that you recognize conflict and deal with its causes rather than just suppressing its symptoms or avoiding it. 3. Delegation. Employees tend to stay with companies that value them. While good feedback and team building assist in that, so does the simple act of trusting them to do a job. Nonetheless, delegation is one of the toughest skills for a manager to learn. When business owners start out doing everything themselves, it can be hard to relinquish control. Micromanaging is one of the biggest challenges to growing a business. There's the feeling that if this is important, you must do it yourself. However, according to the American Management Association, the AMA, managers who delegate effectively have direct reports who are more capable and enthusiastic because of the delegation experience. It also benefits the company because they are grooming future leaders, and you benefit too. To delegate effectively, you need to do it well. The AMA recommends that you delegate responsibilities by being SMART, SMART, which stands for specific, project details and how it fits into the big picture. Measurable, deadlines and minimum standards. Appropriate, matching their skill level and areas of expertise. Reachable, attainable within deadlines and quality expectations, and time-bound to avoid it getting put off. If delegation is not your skill set, start small with recurring tasks that you can monitor and groom your subordinates on. As you get more comfortable, add more. Effective managers recognize that by assigning work to the right people, not just those with the most time available, and clearly outlining expectations, teams can accomplish much more. But it's often difficult to trust others to do the job. As a manager, remember that when your team members have the right skills, training, and motivation, you can usually trust them to get the work done right. This means allowing them to make decisions without prior approval and recognizing and encouraging those who take risks, even if their efforts don't pan out. Make this commitment and you'll be pleased with the improvements you see in productivity and office morale. At first, delegation may take more of your time than doing the task yourself. Expect this, and remember that the goal is not just to get something done, but to help your employees grow their own skills and responsibilities. Number 4, time management. Interestingly, time management would precede communications as the management skills employees want to see in their managers, yet it plays into how well you can interact with your people. Managers who are always pressed for time or fighting to make deadlines are more stressed and less approachable. At best, employees may hesitate coming to them with their problems. At worst, managers will punish them with extra work. You can find excellent time management and scheduling tools for computers and mobile devices, but at its heart, time management is knowing your tasks and priorities. It's important to dedicate time to make sure high-priority tasks are done, even if they are not an immediate need. The most successful entrepreneurs set aside a little time each day, often in the morning, to devote to long-term projects. Other successful managers set closed-door periods for getting paperwork done, coupled with open office hours where people can drop by or when they walk the floor to meet their people. If you're stressed by deadlines and a growing to-do list constantly, forge some time to make a time management class. You can find them free online. Then follow the principles you learn. Your employees will appreciate it and you'll benefit too. 5. Effective communication. An element that's common to all of these management skills is effective communication. This is critical, but as a manager, it's especially important. You need to let your team know what's happening and keep them informed as much as possible. Team briefing is a specific communication skill that managers should improve. Also, develop the ability to facilitate effectively so that you can guide your team to a better understanding and serve as a moderator when necessary. The big differentiator of small business success is communication, says Chester Elton, founder of New Jersey-based management consultant The Culture Works, and author of What Motivates Me and All In. Horrible bosses often forget this. They fail to share their plans with their employees and refuse to listen to the good ideas those employees have to offer. As a result, they often struggle with employee buy-in, support, and morale. It should be a no-brainer that good managers communicate effectively. Nonetheless, this ranked fifth on the list of skills employees wish their managers had. Being able to communicate effectively means you have a point to get across and you know how to be concise. Building a long-term relationship over time is also important. Remember your communication goals. Have you ever had a conversation where someone starts out asking about your day and things seem very friendly? Then they drop the bombshell. Maybe you've seen the email that rambles and leaves you wondering what you need to take away from it. Not every communication needs to be a key performance indicator, but unless it's a spontaneous chat, it should have a goal. Is it to discuss a problem? Give a compliment? Check on a person's well-being? Knowing why you are reaching out to the person can help you make clear points and avoid mixed messages. Knowing your goal can also help you determine the best timing. The time that a person is on a tight deadline might not be the best time for a long get-to-know-you or a feedback session on how he or she needs to do some additional training. Alternatively, when one of your direct reports is showing times of stress, it might be the perfect time to pass on a compliment or mention their use or lose paid time off and suggest they get away for a couple of days. Make sure you employ active listening. Communication is two-way. However, too often, managers' workers' conversations are top-down. This can be because of time, medium, or goal. However, if the only time you're talking to your employees is to give an order or deliver a message, you accomplish half the purpose. Even in conversation, people can feel the discussion is effectively one way because they are not being heard. That makes your employees feel undervalued. Active listening means hearing not just the person's words, but understanding their intent, emotion, and meaning. To listen actively, you need to be observant and listen before you speak. Focus on the person. Do not plan a response until they have finished speaking. Watch their body language. Are they leaning forward in earnest, crossing arms and frowning, hanging their head in anticipated defeat? Keep an open mind. You can always disagree, but be sure you understand their point of view. Ask questions. Questions can clarify or encourage the person to delve deeper. Reflect back what they said. Don't parrot it, however. While some communication coaches recommend saying, "What I've heard was," and repeating their last statement, this can come off as patronizing. Instead, reflect your understanding and see if it's correct. Communication involves both talking and listening, and many experts would agree that the latter is the more important of the two. When a boss listens thoughtfully and gives employees permission to speak the truth and be supportive to one another, it's a beautiful thing, says Barbara Chan, executive coach and certified management consultant of Barbara Chan Consulting Group. Communicate frequently. The best way to develop teamwork, give good feedback, and to get to know your people is through one-on-one communication. However, the Predictive Index survey revealed that more than 20% of employees meet with their managers less than once a month. Even worse, 4.8% only meet them annually, and 3.85% never met their manager. Effective communication takes time to get to know your direct reports, to let them learn about you, and to get comfortable with each other. One-on-one communication does not always have to be face-to-face, especially in today's digital world, but it should be frequent. Be concise. Rambling does not emphasize a point. It drowns it. When speaking, and especially when writing, keep to the point. When giving directions, stay with simple declarative sentences. Bulleted or numbered lists are great for instructions and listing requirements. Use the right words. We're all guilty of saying that thing, you know the one, in casual conversation, but at work, and especially in written communication, name the thing. Have multiple channels of communication. You should have multiple lines of communication available with your team, such as in person, email, chats, phone calls, and video conferencing. If necessary, set some ground rules. Questions about a task should be addressed within the project management software, for example, so that the answers can be found again. Set up a channel for casual conversations, mem sharing, or general socializing too. And match the medium. How you talk to someone one-on-one is different from how you address a group. Likewise, emails require a different style from chats. If you don't know the proper etiquette, do some reading online to how to use the different mediums of communication. Communication is more than words. Don't limit communication to the spoken or written language. Some points are better expressed through charts, progress towards a goal, for example. A congratulations has a greater impact when delivered with a card or balloon, and nothing says job well done like an afternoon off with pay or a bonus. Reward programs are a great way to communicate appreciation as well as build goodwill within the company. Are you teaching someone a new skill? Demonstrate it and lead them through doing it themselves. They're more likely to remember. And take advantage of automated reminders. People need reminders and notifications about project changes, but you shouldn't have to spend your time on this kind of busy work communication. Use the automation features in your software to send out reminders about meetings, deadlines, or important events. It's also less nagging when the machine sends a reminder instead of a person. Good communication helps you develop facilitation skills, and it also helps you avoid some of the most common problems for managers. One of these common mistakes is thinking you can rely on your technical skills alone. You need to develop and improve your managerial skills on an ongoing basis as your career develops and as you meet new managerial challenges. Whether you manage a business or a team, it's important to know how to get the work done right. When you want to achieve something with the help of others, it's complex, and you spend much of your time managing relationships instead of doing the actual work. So you must develop not only your technical skills, but your management skills as well. Delegating, motivating, communicating, and understanding team dynamics are some of the key skills needed. With those skills, along with patience and a strong sense of balance, you can become a very effective manager. Bosses with people management skills have more loyal workers, feel happier about their job, and perform better. There are hundreds of skills managers should develop to stay on top of their game. The five that I've mentioned here are the ones most important to employees. As the workforce changes in its values and what is expected from an employer, managers will need to adapt, learn new skills, and improve the skills they already have. Those that do will lead their people and their company into a brighter future. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a specific topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or past shows, you may contact me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCare.com. oceancounty.score.org. oceancounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of Score at 91.9 WBNJ.